Hello everybody, welcome to More Celebrity Facts with me, Lisha Lang. This week I'm talking about Adam Ant. So here we go. Stuart Goddard was born in Marylebone, London, as the only child in Leslie Alfred Goddard and Betty Kathleen Smith. His father had served in the Royal Air Force and worked as a chauffeur, and his mother was an embroiderer of Norman Hartnell. Adam and the Ants began performing around London while Ant acted in Derek Jarman's film Jubilee in 1977. They were internally managed by Jordan from a sex banquet of King's Road. He debuted as a recording artist and was the song for Dutch's Girls, which featured on the film's soundtrack along with Plastic Surgery, which performed in the film. Ant approached Malcolm McLaurin and managed a band, and subsequently hired the rest of the Ants from the Bow Wow Wow, fronted by Annabella Lewin. The second version of Adam and the Ants featured Marco Pranomi, Kevin Money, and two drummers, Terry Lee Miles and Chris Hughes, formerly of Dalek, I Love You, who used the name Merrick, and the band signed a deal with CBS Records and recorded Kings of the Wild Frontier during summer of 1980. In 2003, the Channel 4 television special titled The Madness of Prince Charming was aired in the UK, documenting Ant's career and struggle with mental illness. He was diagnosed with suffering with bipolar disorder. In 2003, Ant and the wonderful collaborator Boz Brewer teamed with Dan Fossey Gorilla Fund, now called the Gorilla Organisation, and in reworking the Standard Deliver as Save the Gorillas for EP and the same along with four private rainforest-themed covers. In March 2010, Adam Ant registered a new label, Blue Black Hazer Ltd, as a private limited company as Company's House. That month, he also marked a return to live music. Ant's first live performance since the Bloomsbury in 2007 was at the Fruit of the Looking Glass Bookshop in London on March the 18th, at and he played, which Ant's Invasion, Carnival, physical and cover of Iggy Pop's Passenger on the day later, on March 9th, 19th. Ant guested at the Zodiac Mind Warp of Love Reaction gig at the Pipeline Bar and Bar of London E1, but she provided lead local for the band's top of 20 hit Prime Mover. Ant headlined at the Scarlet again on the 18th of November and joined a trio of female backing singers. The gig received positive reviews 3 days later and topped the bill tribute concert performer Ant Matthew Ashman. And on the 21st of November at the same venue, it was also shown a feature later, Ashman band Bow Wow Wow. Chiefs was relieved Agent Pusifa and London Rock at Slam Cartnell. A few days later, at the end of the Second Legos UK tour, it was officially announced that Ant would make a return to the US with a 15-date North America tour in February 2012, starting on the 2nd of February in Ant's former adopted hometown of Los Angeles and running till the 25th of February in nearby Aynham. A few days into the new year, however, it was announced that the tour was postponed until the autumn. A 5-date warm UK mini tour for Ant and his band with Nothing Less went ahead for the 19th to the 24th of January 2012. The rest of the summer saw Ant mix festivals such as the Summer Sunday Weekender on the 18th of August, Soulfest on the 24th of August, and the Isle of Wight Festival, with dates in such as locations as Swisden, Southend-on-Sea, Warrington and Croydon. Later that year, Ant postponed the US tour, finally went ahead, commencing the 13th September in Los Angeles and finishing on the 24th of October in nearby Aynham. January 2013 release date was officially announced by Ant on stage and his September 2012 concert in Kapalan, his and Ant's own record label, Blackbird Hosa Records. Ant toured the UK in 2016 and North America in early 2017, performing his Kings of Wild Frontier album of its entirety. Sony Records issued a deluxe box set for the album linked to the UK leg of the tour, including a gold vinyl pressing the album, as previously announced by Ant in the 100 Club gig in 2014. After his January 24th, 2017 show in Boston, Ant's guitarist and music director Tom Edwards sadly passed away suddenly due to a suspected heart failure. He was just 41. Ant announced that the Friend or Foe tour, which travelled North America and the United Kingdom from September to December 2019, he performed the album in Eternally from the 18th date tour in North America, before returning to the United Kingdom for 26 shows. In 2023, Ant was scheduled to perform at the Cruel World Festival in Pasadena, California on May the 20th. However, shortly before the festival was about to take place, Ant cancelled the appearance due to unseen circumstances. The tour went ahead in late 2025 with former Jubilee co-star Toya Wilcox supporting on selected dates, and other dates being supported by punk rock and roll band Yi Loi, and which compilation album the singles released earlier in the tour. So now you know about Adam Ant, and he's the most amazing, but he's amazing. He's done quite a lot over the years. I don't really like, there's one particular song that I know, because I remember I used to dance to it in school during my performing arts class. I can't remember what it's called though, I have to look it up. But yeah, he's amazing. Hopefully his future will be even more amazing. So join me next time as I talk even more celebrities. So stay tuned, everybody. Take care and bye for now.